This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1317, How to Jet Set Your Way to English Fluency. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In today's episode, we answer a question from an Instagram follower. What does the term red eye mean? Get the answer to this and so much more about travel lingo so you can confidently set off on your next trip in English.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I am planning a trip to Mexico in a couple weeks.
Oh, that's right. To celebrate the big 4-0. That's exciting.
The big 4-0. Yeah. My mom and I are going to Mexico. We haven't had like a mother-daughter vacation in years. And traveling together is something that is really important to my mom and I. It's something that we did just the two of us, like once a year, all through my growing up, a lot of my 20s. We've been to a lot of different countries together. So having, like, getting to do this again, flying together, going to a new place, it's really special. I'm really excited.
That's awesome. That's so cool that you travel with your mom. What a good idea. I love it. I love it.
Do you do like mother-daughter vacations with your mom?
We really don't. We do more like coffee dates together. Like we'll walk to the coffee shop together when I'm home, little things like that. But I definitely like to travel and have been at airports, I feel like, a lot more in the last few years than I had before.
I think that's true. I feel like every time I talk to you, there's like you're just getting back from flying somewhere or you're just about to fly somewhere.
You know, I don't know. There's something good about just getting on that plane, getting somewhere new. Like this weekend, we were in Utah and we just took a night flight after our web class on Friday night and arrived at midnight and went skiing and visited some really close friends of ours who are over there. And it was just beautiful to breathe that air, be in a new place. Granted, there's a lot of pollution actually in Salt Lake City.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I picture it as like a very like clean and pure place.
In every sense of the word, right? No. It's the inversion effect. So just a side point, and actually this is actually unfortunately somewhat related to travel, as I think some of our listeners are going to mention in the comments here. You know, plane travel is one of the big causes of pollution. Yeah. But in Salt Lake City particularly, there's an inversion effect where the pollution gets trapped inside the city because there are mountains right up against the city on every side.
Oh, yeah. And it just like settles down in that valley and gets stuck. Yes, I've been to places like that.
Ooh. Yeah, really interesting. But the mountains are gorgeous and the sunshine out there. I got to tell you, we were outdoors at an outdoor fire. We had a campfire drinking beers outside in the sun in the middle of January. I mean, it was beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Guys, we obviously love traveling and exploring new places, and you guys are going to get amazing travel vocabulary today. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
And this all came from a question from an Instagram follower. Guys, our Instagram channel is hot, right, Jessica? It's hot right now.
Oh my gosh. It is a amazing. Guys, we post on there every single day. Like, yes. We are the most active English ESL Instagram channel, guys. Most of my posts, I post on there 3 times a week, guys. This is Jessica, in case you don't recognize my voice. I post on there 3 times a week, and I offer a lot of cool vocab that you can also use on the IELTS exam, because that is my passion, right? Helping you guys pass the IELTS exam.
Yeah, and we always remind you guys about our big events coming, our free web classes, our launches of different opportunities for you guys. So you definitely want to join. And Jessica, I'm going to go ahead and read this question from Gilberto, and we can answer it for all of our listeners. What do you think?
Awesome. Sounds good. Oh, you know what?
What?
When you say all of our listeners, I want everybody to know listening that you are part of such a huge community of All Ears English followers, okay?
Yeah.
Did you know, Lindsay, that this podcast, the All Ears English podcast, has been downloaded, get ready, 149,225,135 times?
I didn't know that. Shocking. I did actually know that, but I bet a lot of our listeners didn't know. You guys are good company, right? This show has been around since 2013. We've been publishing 4 days a week since then, and it is heavily downloaded. You guys love the show.
And we love you. Okay, so one of these millions of listeners, what did they ask about on our Instagram channel, Lindsay?
All right, here we go. So, hi, girls. My name is Gilberto Rudiaz, and I'm from Venezuela.
That's one of my favorite things is when you read people's names.
I know. You love it, right? You love it. Thank you so much for such an amazing show. It's hard to put into words how much you've helped me in this English learning journey. I'm able to communicate in higher levels, and that's in part thanks to you. So I'm really happy I got to know your amazing podcast. I love you. Wow. Thank you. Gilberto. That's awesome. I want to ask you a little question. In episode 1300, you guys talked about red eyes. At first, I couldn't understand what you meant, but after a little research, I found that you were referring to night flights. So now I wonder, are there any other traveling or flying related idioms that I might not be aware of? I'm looking forward to hearing more episodes. You guys rock.
That is so awesome. You know what, Lindsay? I remember talking about this word red eye with you on an IELTS podcast because we had different ideas of where it came from. Yes. Do you remember that conversation?
Oh, yes. I didn't know, actually.
I think you thought it referred to like a red light on the plane, right?
I did. Yeah. It made the most sense to me, but now I understand.
It's so funny. Oh, gosh. It's so great. Guys, that's a great question. A red eye flight, which red eye flights kill me. I can't do them. I need sleep, like a lot of sleep. So a red eye flight, guys, is when you take an overnight flight.
Yes.
Right? So you get to a new city and it's the morning and then you have all day to explore, which in theory sounds awesome. It's like, oh, I'm saving all this time. I have more time in the place. But the reason why it's called a red eye is because when you arrive, your eyes are all red from lack of sleep. And I don't know if that's the best way to start a vacation.
Oh, it's really not. If anything, you have to do it on the way back.
Totally.
But it's hard because certain routes really lend themselves to red eyes and they're more available, right? Like if you fly from the East Coast to Paris, like to Western Europe, most of those flights are red eyes because that's just the way they set it up. That's the cheapest option, right? It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Oh, yeah, because we always try to save money and like take the cheaper flight as well. Yeah. And
it's always
a lot of red eyes.
So if you're on a red eye and you're in group C, right, the last boarding group at the very end of the plane, you know you are the cheapest person on the plane.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Another way you know that you are getting a very cheap ticket, right, is if you have really long layovers or like a lot of layovers. Like your flights to Tokyo in the past couple years, you had like what, like 13 hour layovers, I think?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Istanbul airport. But you know what I realize is that the Istanbul airport is one of the coolest places in the world because it's kind of like the crossroads between the east, the west, the north. It's the crossroads of the entire world if you really think about it. So I just sat there in a cafe and like watched the diversity of people. And it was
so cool.
If I had to spend 13 hours in some airport, it's okay that it was Istanbul.
You know what? I wouldn't mind spending that amount of time in the Portland airport, my local airport. We have a movie theater in our airport. That's how cool it is. The Portland airport is the coolest.
You know, I always think about that. Like, why do airports not have more amenities like workout gyms or a lot of things you could offer and they could make a lot of money? But I bet it's a security issue. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Everything's a security issue.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I love it. I love it.
So when we were brainstorming vocab for today's episode, you brought up something that I'd never heard of. Open jaw? What is that?
Yeah. So this is when you go somewhere, right? Let's say if I want to go from Denver to Boston and then I want to go back. I want to go somewhere else after that. So you're not going directly there and back. You're going somewhere else and then maybe going home. So an open jaw ticket. It's just like a non-traditional thing, but you certainly can put these together. So open jaw. I don't know why exactly it's called open jaw.
That is a weird name. And you know, the more that we're talking about flying and having long layovers, you know what, guys? Sometimes it's just easier to drive somewhere. Just like take a road trip. In fact, you could take a road trip across America and back with Lindsay and I if you guys are in the Connected Communicator course. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about traveling today. You guys are listening to this and learning English so you could talk to native speakers. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk to over 50 native speakers from across America, the Connected Communicator. Like that, talk about traveling and journeying. That's amazing. No flying.
Yeah, it's so true, Jessica. I'm so excited that last night we had the chance to welcome a whole bunch of brand new students into that course after our web class. So exciting. Guys, you can get into it anytime, right? You can join that course. You can journey around the U.S. and get real native interviews from native speakers.
Yeah. Yes, real English, listening skills, vocabulary. Oh, there's nothing else like it, guys. Check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Yes. That's why we are here in this world to connect.
Yes.
Okay. So open jaw, weird. Let's move on from that. That is a crazy term. Jet setter. Jet setters, I love this word. And actually, we talked about this word jet setter on an IELTS Energy podcast. Episode 470, if you guys want to learn even more travel-related vocabulary. But jet setter has this connotation of a person who flies first class around the world and travels a lot and is very rich, right? Like, that's what that means to me, like a rich person who travels a lot, a jet setter.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I love this word. I mean, I've heard it. It's definitely in our culture. It feels like something like the an older generation might say
more than our generation.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that our listeners don't need to know it because they'll see it written in places, right, Jessica?
Oh, yeah. And you'll hear it in movies.
Yeah.
And just like if you're taking the IELTS exam, right? Yes. I know some of you are. Mm-hmm. Then this is the type of vocab you need. Paraphrases for simple words like traveler. And also, even if you're not taking IELTS, guys, just having these words in your back pocket, they're fun. They're fun to use in conversations.
For sure. Especially useful on the IELTS. I love it. So that is a jet setter. And then we're talking about the different types of tickets that we can buy, right? right? We can get a business class. Have you ever flown business class, Jessica?
No. But, you know, like, okay, every time I get on a plane, because we travel a lot as well, right, yeah. James and I? Every time I get on a plane, I always laugh when I walk through business class, or I still call it first class because that's what it used to be called.
Right, right.
When I walk through first class to get to my, like, business class, I mean, to my economy class seat, the cheap one.
Yeah.
I always wonder, like, what do these people in first class think when everyone else is walking past them? Because you know people are walking past them, like, staring jealously at their bigger seat, at their complimentary champagne, at their newspapers, like all these amenities, right?
Yeah,
Amenity is this like free extra awesome thing you get. They get all these amenities that you don't get in the cheaper seats.
Yeah, it's true. I wonder if they're thinking, I've made it. Yes. But honestly, like, I don't know if that's the best use of money. Even if you have the money, I don't know if it's the best use of money because those seats are expensive. But
so expensive. Yeah. Like crazy expensive, especially like it's funny to me when people get business class or first class tickets for like really short flights.
Yeah,
like,
it's really ridiculous.
That's it's like an hour. You didn't need to do that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you're flying across the world and you have some high powered meeting right in the morning, right when you land, right. You know, maybe that makes sense. But I don't know.
Totally.
Our listeners should chime in here. I'm sure some of them might fly business class, right? You guys can let us know what you think about that and why do you fly business class or economy class? And that's the next one, right? Economy class.
Yes. So that is for the rest of us. Economy class is just the normal price, right? Yeah. Just your average. That's what you buy when you buy a plane ticket.
Yeah.
Economy class.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then even within that, I've been seeing lately on tickets like United breaks it down to basic economy class. And that's the lowest of the low, right? And I know because I book that one a lot. And there's often restrictions, right? So you could see a phrase like basic economy restrictions, like you have to pay for your bag on United now and you can't bring a check on a carry-on, certain things, right? So you guys want to make sure you read your ticket carefully if you book it within the US in English of what your restrictions are.
Oh my gosh, read the terms and conditions, guys. There's always like small print, terms and conditions apply, right? That phrase is really important to pay attention to because some of these like tickets that seem super cheap, right?
Yeah.
They're not cheap because you have to pay extra for a bag. You have to pay extra to breathe on the airplane. No, you don't have to, but like they will charge you. Oh, that's a great idiom. Nickel and dime someone. So
that's good.
They will nickel and dime you, meaning they're going to charge you for everything.
Or even some airlines are so cheap nowadays, like just a flight, for example, from Denver to Chicago, I was looking at the other day. It's so cheap, like a commuter day flight, right? A Tuesday morning. Uh-huh. It's so cheap. But then once you get on there, they charge you for a bottle of water. They charge you for snacks. They charge you for a blanket, everything.
That's the thing. I mean, Lindsay and I have memories. It's really like pre-9/11 and post-9/11, right? I don't want to bring up really dark negative history, but that's fact.
The thing.
Before
yeah.
that, there wasn't a lot of security, right? You got lots of complimentary free stuff on airplanes like snacks and water, and even alcohol was for even like on domestic flights.
Yeah.
And then post 9/11, people stopped flying as much.
Mm-hmm.
Airline companies were losing money, and then they started charging for everything, and that never stopped. And now they're charging for even more stuff.
Ugh.
So like we can remember when flying was like more carefree and just got a bunch of free stuff.
Yeah.
And it's not like that anymore.
It's not like that. I mean, the airline industry is changing, and we can revisit this topic. There's actually a lot here. I mean, there's the whole thing with Boeing right now. It's kind of in a bit of a tailspin. The entire company, we could revisit that on another episode. I would think that would be really interesting for our listeners, you know, because
that was
a classically successful American company, and it's struggling big time right now. Anyways,
I just want to point out that awesome idiom you just used, which is related to travel, a tailspin.
Ooh.
So literally a tailspin is if an airplane is going down, right? You can picture their tail spinning in the air because they're going to crash, right?
Yeah.
But we use it as an idiom to describe someone or something in a tailspin means they're going down, they're failing fast.
Yeah, probably not the best idiom to use in reference to Boeing right now, but sorry about that, guys.
Oh, gosh.
I should have thought through that a little better.
We're touching on some scary stuff
anyways,
today.
All right.
But guys, let's get back to the positives. Traveling is awesome. Traveling is how you connect to people, right? And if you want to connect to native speakers, then you need to know how we talk, how to understand us, and what you should say in conversations with us. So the way to get that real authentic English, guys, it's not scripted. This is the most true, real English you can get in a course. Go to allearsenglish.com/connection. Connect to all native speakers from across America and find speaking partners in the Facebook group.
Yes, I love it. All right, Jessica, thanks for talking about travel here. It makes me want to go book my next flight here.
I know. Right. For super cheap. All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.